Thank you, New Zealand. I don't see any other speakers on this section. So if that's the case, I just want to thank everybody for that very fruitful discussion that we had on section two, and in particular to thank those delegations as well that engaged in a very interactive exchange and responsive exchange. That's exactly the type of discussion that's very helpful to us as chair. As Ambassador Gaffey mentioned yesterday and this morning, we'll move now to section four of the text. Section four of the text, of course, is the final section. We'll move to section three, hopefully in the afternoon. But this section sets out a number of operational commitments, which are intended to underpin the political message of the text and practical actions to drive effective change. Paragraph 4.1 commits states to strengthen international cooperation and assistance among armed forces and other relevant stakeholders with respect to tactical and technical expertise. The revised version also adds humanitarian impact assessments in this paragraph. The strengthening of international cooperation is intended to help develop and improve good practices in relation to the protection of civilians. Paragraphs 4.2 and 4.3 operationalize the commitment made in paragraph 1.6 relating to data collection and calls for the collection and, where feasible and appropriate, the sharing of disaggregated data on the effects of on civilians of military operations involving the use of a WIPA. It also calls on states to facilitate the work of the UN, the ICRC, and relevant civil society organizations in their data collection efforts. Paragraph 4.4 contains an extremely important provision in the text on victim assistance and includes a commitment to provide, facilitate, and support assistance to people critically injured, survivors, families, and communities affected by armed conflict. The text calls for this to be done in a holistic, gender-sensitive, and non-discriminatory manner, and it also establishes the right of persons with disabilities to be taken into account. Paragraph 4.5 includes a reference to states facilitating the work of the UN, ICRC, and civil society organizations in relation to the protection of civilians as appropriate. We've consistently said that the conclusion of a political declaration on a WIPA is the beginning rather than the end of the process. And paragraph 4.6 calls for those states that signed the declaration to meet on a regular basis to review its implementation and identify any relevant additional measures that may need to be taken. Additionally, it also sets out a very concrete proposal for a group of interested states to meet as a starting point to develop a compilation of good practices on the protection of civilians, which then could form the basis for a structured military-to-military exchange, including workshops and seminars. The revised version of the text also calls for the participation of the UN, ICRC, and civil society in that activity. And finally, then, paragraph 4.7 relates to the promotion of the declaration and its distribution to all relevant stakeholders, and also calls for states to seek its adoption and its effective implementation by the greatest possible number of states. So with that, I'll open up the floor for a list of speakers on section four. I think we already have a few delegations that have raised their flag. And so I'll start with Israel. Israel, you have the floor, please, to be followed by Turkey.